Hi everyone, welcome to the fourth Fox Watch narration podcast. I hope everything is going well for you so far, and that you're satisfied with these podcasts. I hope they're informative enough for you, and that they're actually helping you out a little, for all you Fox enthusiasts out there. If you do get any good photos while you're out there in the wilds, do send them in to us, to our website if you want to. That's entirely up to you. And we can sort of display them on our website for you. Other than that, just let us know how you're getting on if you want to, and any sort of questions you have. But anyway, so our last podcast was June, and we were talking about the Cubs becoming independent of the den and moving off right now to sort of start to forage for themselves, learn how to hunt for themselves. And now we're coming to the July podcast. So July is also a time when Cubs are actually wandering further and further. Now you're probably thinking, where are the Cubs, you know, where are my watches at the den and things like that? I'm not seeing the Cubs as much as I used to. Well, that's because they're actually turning into adults now. They're actually looking like sort of an adult fox, just as a little bit of a smaller version of the adults. They're actually becoming quite beautiful now. The long ears, the long snouts, and they're also becoming very, very vocal. They will fight with each other now. They'll become a little bit aggressive. They will perhaps try to intimidate each other now. You might even see them standing on hind legs with their paws in each other's chests, trying to sort of dominate each other. And the dominance hierarchy really tests itself right now between each fox. But the den often is, by July, is kind of abandoned, I suppose. The Cubs are only using it every now and then. They're coming back if the weather suddenly turns really bad. If there's a lot of rain, they might shelter in it for a while, but then most of the time now they will be sleeping out in the grass. That's pretty much as they were in June. But also, of course, because they're wandering further and further, it is getting a little bit harder to see them now. It's not as easy as it was, sort of concentrated around one area as it was back in May and early June and late April, when the Cubs were very dependent on the den. So you will have to sort of try a bit harder to kind of see them, have a little bit more patience. But still, of course, it is a very interesting time of year. You can watch the interactions between the Cubs and the adults. As I said, the Cubs are becoming very, very vocal right now. They will start to whine a lot when they see the parents, and there'll be a lot of submission and things like that. And also there'll be a lot of Cubs. It's quite funny, I suppose, to watch the Cubs stalk at this age. You know, they'll be stalking around sort of rabbit runs, trying to sort of have a go at catching a rabbit, which is quite interesting to watch. And perhaps try to stalk birds and things like that, the odd magpie, the odd blackbird. Of course, they're not quite adapted yet to learn how to do that. And the parents will also continuously show them how to forage still, you know, show them how to find little insects and things in the ground. The mother will often sort of make little sounds to them, very, very soft sounds, calling them over when she's found something. And also it's been known for the mother to pull out worms and hold them taut in her mouth from the ground, from the soil, and she will then use her paw to kind of pluck the worm, if you like, be like plucking a guitar string, I suppose, to kind of make the worm let go of the soil bit by bit, so that it doesn't sort of snap in half, I suppose. And then she will teach the Cubs actually how to do this, which is very interesting. If you're able to get this on film, or if you're able to actually observe it for yourself, then that's fantastic, because it is very, very interesting how you can sort of see how intelligent they are, how the vixen really goes out of her way to show the Cubs how to find food and how to actually use methods to get that food. And the Cubs will actually learn this from her, which is quite endearing, actually, when you see it. So it's not all about the Cubs sort of dispersing, learning how to hunt for themselves. I mean, the parents, sort of, the vixen will sort of look after them well into sort of almost their adult size, showing them how to do this sort of thing, before they actually show any hostility for the Cubs to move on, which will be by the autumn. And or if not, they tolerate them to stay on in the territory. So, now also is a great, if you're living in the very rural areas, or not necessarily that rural, but areas where there's a lot of meadows, and when the farmers start to cut the hay, when the sunshine comes out and everything's dry, and you get these nice bare meadows with very short grass, spend a lot of time around these, because this is where it's nice open ground when all the grass is cut, so there's no cover. And at dawns and dusk you will see the vixen and the Cubs hang around a lot in these sort of areas, which is great to get fantastic footage and photographs because there's no obscurities in the way, like bushes and the long grass and things like that, and long stalks or whatever. Yeah, hang around these areas at dawn and dusk, or just before dusk, around perhaps 8 o'clock in the evening. You'll often see, if it's a large family, a large gathering of foxes, maybe 2-3 adults, if it's a couple of dog foxes and about 2-3 vixens from last year's litter that are hanging on in the group, and also all the cubs now as they're maturing, and so you can often see quite a large numbers of foxes together in good light. So spend a lot of time around these in the foxes' territory, where you know the foxes are growing up, around these newly cut meadows, and or even perhaps freshly cut corn even, or anything like that. So keep trying at that. Also, now that the cubs are becoming very vocal, you'll often hear them growling with each other, or they might growl at a cat or something, or they might fight over food, and there's a lot of vocalisation, so it's a good time to record a lot of sounds that they're making, a lot of rare sort of sounds perhaps you wouldn't hear at other times of year, and when they're becoming very possessive over their food, for instance. Or perhaps when they're sort of basically getting on each other's nerves and they're just kind of quarrelling and things like that. So look out for all these sort of things. Have a good tape recorder with you if you like, a good sound recording equipment to get the good sounds, which is a good idea. You can always add these later to your footage if you're making any sort of films about foxes or anything like that, if you decide to do that. So I will also include some sounds that I've recorded myself for you, so you sort of know what kind of sounds to look out for. Later on during these narrations, probably look out for that next month, which I might include that on there for next month for you, to give you a good idea of what sort of things you'll be hearing. And I think I've just about sort of covered everything for now. It's also a good idea to kind of try and sort of find out how far away if foxes are from their original den, which you can do this, you can estimate how sort of far you're seeing them, how far they're dispersing, which is very good information to have on record. Also, you may even see this time of year, it's a quite dangerous time of year if cubs are being brought up near major roads or roads where there's a lot of traffic, which is quite common these days, to actually for them to get run over. So now that they are sort of slowly dispersing, because they are slowly wandering off, they do kind of get into a lot of trouble. They might accidentally enter another fox's territory, which could be dangerous. Or they may sort of get attacked by a dog, or they often, which is the most saddest thing I suppose this time of year, is that you see them actually run over on the road. Now that they're exploring a lot, they sort of don't know how to avoid traffic yet. They're not as experienced as the adults as what to do when they come into car headlights. They kind of panic a bit. It is quite common for them to get run over at this time of year. Don't feel that is an unusual thing to happen to your foxes. Unfortunately, it's quite common. There's not much you can really do about it. It's just survival. That's the way it is. You know, foxes are wild animals, and if they don't learn how to survive, they basically perish. So that is what makes them what they are. That is what makes them the ultimate super predator. You know, that they learn how to survive and adapt into their environment. Anyway, I don't want to go on too much. I'll be with you again for the August edition. As I said, I should by then include some vocal activity for you. Also, there is a new thing on the Foxwatch website. It's a short 10-minute film called The Tin Can Clan, which I filmed over around 2 nights of a group of urban foxes in urban Essex. So if you'd like to have a good look at that and learn from that, perhaps, if you're thinking of making any fox films or anything like that, and give me any comments on it, what you've perhaps thought about it. And I wish you all the best with your Foxwatch for the month of July. Thank you. Bye-bye.